What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM.
You know what this is? Beginning of Astron.
Yeah, dude.
For sure. Whenever this song came out of my family parties, oh my God.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter what your nationality
Everyone went
was.
To like a chair or a wall. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's get to headlines here on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Thank you to all our new FM listeners out there. If you're on the AM, I don't know what you're doing. You're missing out on crystal clear FM now on 104.3. So unless you just like the ambiance of...
Okay, Daffy Duck.
You know...
It was giving more Donald. I was actually really impressed by that. That was really impressive.
Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, dude.
No one.
No one. Marlins back at it tonight against the Guardians. 6:40, first pitch in the... What do they call that, Cleveland? What's your city? Rock City? What the hell do they call it again? Cleveland? What's your city called? Just the land?
The land, I guess. Mm. I know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there. It's actually pretty cool.
The Miami Heat and Orlando Magic are making an announcement today at 1:30.
It's weird. The Hall of Fame is there, but none of the inductions are there.
Where do they do those?
In L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Nobody wants to go to Cleveland?
I don't know.
I mean, not you, obviously.
Who wants to go to Cooperstown?
Cooperstown's kind of cool.
I mean, because the Hall of Fame's there.
It's cool.
Because the Hall of Fame's there.
Yes, but there's also, okay. You got Doubleday Field. You got the batting cage that is there. You got Pete Rose's. That's it. That's the list.
Remember, they used to have a Pete Rose restaurant in Boca.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
By the way, I do have Brock Purdy's picture.
Oh, great. Can you please compare Brock Purdy's picture
of course I can.
To the Tom Brady statue and tell me that that's not a that like that that's
Here's
Tom Brady.
Brady.
Okay. That's Brock Purdy.
It's the
dude.
Same picture.
That's the same guy. You can't
same
tell me that that's
picture.
Not Brock Purdy.
My God.
Tell me that.
Absolutely not.
That is Brock Purdy to a T.
Absolutely not.
I really miss
Brock
you
Purdy
guys
looks like
that.
Jim Harbaugh.
I'm telling
what
you
he
what.
Looks like.
I'm not going yo. Because I think one of the nicest men in the world is Tony Dungy. So I'm not going to yell anymore, even though it's terrifying.
The Miami Heat also, Miami Heat also not just having a announcement today at 1:30 for some kind of preseason game with the Orlando Magic. They are working out big man Kai Jones for a potential, I don't know, either camp invite or maybe to a roster. Maybe they're going to sign him to a roster spot. From what Barry Jackson is reporting, kicking the tires on him. So, you like the big man.
I mean, I don't want a big man that we kicking tires with.
Well, it's for a last roster spot. I mean,
I want somebody who can play.
Well, I mean, he played last year for a little bit when he was in G League in it.
With who?
He was a former first round pick. I played for the Mavericks when all their centers were hurt. Did decent. Get a little insurance policy, you know?
All right, I got you.
That's all it's there for. Stun Steve says, look at Tobin saying all intangibles look alike. I'm not saying all intangibles look alike. I'm just saying that statue looks like Brock Purdy.
You're basically saying that all intangibles look the same.
That's not fair. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, that's the same guy.
It's
the same guy.
It's really not.
I mean, Brock Purdy's a little handsomer than that statue. But I mean,
they even have his little chin.
That's the only way you could. That's the only way you could think it's a little like Tom Brady is it has that little ass dimple in his chin.
Crazy.
You're nuts.
You're nuts.
You're nuts.
Okay, the picture that JFA keeps showing is also a picture from recently. Tom Brady is slimmed down, done some Botox, done something.
He looks like he. That's better. He looks like he is like all soul has been taken
out of him. Like,
right? It looks like they...
The Tom Brady that we watched, that I watched growing up, looks exactly like that statue.
What do they make the Hall of Fame busts out of? Are those brass?
Bronze.
Bronze?
Yeah.
Why don't they just do... What? I was sorry. I was going to say BRBR. My bad. What are
oh
you...
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at his newer pictures and videos. Scary.
I just don't understand. Why don't they just have the Hall of Fame bus guys do it? They're so good. No Ronaldo situations ever with the Hall of Fame.
Because they do sculptures, and with the bus, I think they take a mask of your face.
So why don't they just do that for statues? We always seem to have in these debates on the face.
D-Wade.
They nailed the D-Wade one, dude. It has
They nailed it, all right.
Speaking Maybe of seeing that one through rose-colored glasses, my friend.
Heat-colored glasses.
Yep.
By the way, there was a report that several teams over this summer, Leroy, were interested in Andrew Wiggins.
Several teams?
Including the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm.
But the Heat, they want, according to Brett Siegel of Clutch Points, that they wanted an impact player and a first-round pick for Andrew Wiggins.
No.
That is their asking price.
They basically didn't want to get rid of Andrew Wiggins.
Well, they wanted one at a hefty price. At a hefty price. They're not in this this rush to part with Andrew Wiggins. Gonna see if this is gonna be the year.
Mm, I don't know how true this is. Someone posted Purdy and Mahomes numbers the last 2 years, and Purdy beat him in almost every category except championships.
That's true.
Which is probably the most important.
That was one of my least enjoyable Super Bowls of all time because Frog Boy was just sitting there the entire time, just going mobile anytime that Brock Purdy had a three.
My goodness.
It was unbelievably annoying.
As he waddled out from eating 17 hot dogs and wings.
Is it waddling out?
I mean, he did go, hey, I'm gonna come over for a minute. I didn't bring my wife. She wasn't ready. Did you AIS her?
Didn't he buy you ranch from a Walgreens?
No. He said he was running late.
Wait, but didn't you say he never found it in Walgreens?
Like, no, I told him, don't you dare.
Don't bring me Walgreens ranch.
Wait, here's the kicker. There's a Publix right next door to the Walgreens that he was at.
Maybe he thought the line was going to be too long at Publix.
I don't know. Dude, like, I'm going to just say this.
No, there's certain stores. Walking.
There's certain stores that you go to where even if you need something really bad, you just don't buy it from there. Mm-hmm. Ranch is something you don't buy from Walgreens. Sorry.
Also, I would not recommend buying milk at Walgreens or something like that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not the same freezers.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Nope.
Guy says, what happened with Wiggins?
Nothing.
He were taking trade offers on him, apparently. But they wanted a haul. I did find it interesting he said that they wanted a first-round pick before 2028. They're really trying to make good on that Terry Rozier trade.
Yeah.
Maybe Terry Rozier turns it around this year, dude. You don't know.
Are you confident in that?
No, he's not. He's not.
Okay.
I don't know what his role, like, I don't know when he's going to have the opportunity to play. It feels like the backcourt's pretty loaded, you know? I think when Terry Rozier sees them trade for Norman Powell, he goes, well, don't know how much playing time's going to come my way.
Time to put in some bets.
Hey, we don't know that. That's also still under investigation.
Dr. Tobias can call him
wrongdoing.
Turn around Terry.
He could. Maybe.
No, I would. Really?
What the hell happened with him? I still don't understand.
With who?
Terry Rozier. This is a good basketball player.
I know. I don't know.
You know, he's no first prize. Like, I don't like, you know, they tried to gussy it up like we were basically getting Damian Lillard. But he's not a bum. And then last year, what the hell? Was the neck injury that bad? Was there something happening? I don't know, because it's not explainable, Leroy. How does a guy who's that athletic, right, do what he... You remember when he finger rolled to the front of the rim? He nearly hit himself in the face.
I don't know. He was trying to get that me bound.
Get that over. Oh no!
That's weird. I don't know if this it means you're really good or really bad when you come up with your own stat. Andrew Reese, me bounds.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It's time, Leroy, to get to our training camp report, which is brought to you by our friends over at Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of their over 60 Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there. Mike McDaniel today, what is that reaction? What's wrong?
Just heard part of your answer.
Yeah, that's not this cut, but it is a cut. And I was like, man, 2 minute answer. That's a long rinse. That's a long time to talk for one question.
We do it for a living.
Are we ready for this?
I'm never ready for him. I'm never ready for him, but we're going to get to him. Here was Mike McDaniel. This was discussing the team bonding that's going on with all of the days away from Miami.
So far, so good. You can't go anywhere. You know, we have this hotel to ourselves, and you can't go anywhere without seeing a collection of individuals. I think, I might have saw, Tua and Tyreek and Brewer play cards for about 4 hours as I was going in and out of my office. They're guys are getting out. They're doing stuff, together. And it's all, I think they understand the value in it. I think JB spoke on it the first day that they, once they saw the opportunity, understanding that we don't, all live next to each other, that I think guys are really leaning into it. There's been a lot of dinners, a lot of offensive players hanging out with defensive players and vice versa. So it's been overall, I think, so far so good. We have a couple more joints and a game left, but I think all the time's been utilized well.
Mike McDaniel. What'd you think, J-Fig? You think they're bonding?
I'm with concussed.
Cards? All I heard was cards.
They played cards.
For 4 hours.
They for played- 4 hours.
No.
Dude.
What?
What kind of cards?
I'd be scared to ask him a question.
Because you're just going to be stuck in a vortex?
Yeah.
What if you were at, you know what I want? I want one of these days him to show up to one of these golf tournaments that you're at, and he's in your golf cart.
Oh, man. Leroy would be like...
You're going to be like... Who's the only person you thought could go in the weight class of you when it comes to talking? Jason Jackson?
No. Jason Jackson's one. But Lee Trevino.
And then
he only stopped to swing his club.
And then Mike McDaniel.
Nah, but Lee Trevino told stories. He didn't ramble. He, interesting stories after every swing. Jax just, he going with the flow. Right? But Mike, I've never thought a guy who talks as much as I do would ever say these words about another individual. Sometimes I wish he'd just ST, however that thing goes.
What would Socrates say to that?
No.
What?
He would say STFU.
Oh.
What?
How about you STOP, please?
I'm just saying, right? Like, and the thing is that there's never been anybody who says they like Mike McDaniel more than me. But no, I could just find him, like, I could be in a cart with him, and I'm like, because you know, if I have to tell somebody to stop talking as much as I talk, you're like, whoa, he must really be a talker if Leroy tried to get him to stop.
I'm a big snack time guy.
That's why Leroy likes him.
Snack time guy.
He likes snacks.
I'm not a snacker.
Texter writes, I don't care if they're bonding. Can they play exceptional football?
That part.
You're not a snacker?
No, I'm not a snacker at all.
You always have snacks in your hand.
You literally always have
what
snacks.
What are you talking
That's
about?
So that I'm never hungry.
Look, give That's him a minus one for what? Lying and deception.
That's exactly what that is.
You tried to coerce me into getting chicken wings. Stop.
You told me you were anemic. I was concerned.
Really?
You sounded so concerned about
So concerned Leroy. When you said, I know if I was anemic, I'd get some wings.
Deception.
Cody says, playing cards for 4 hours, money was definitely involved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I hope so if it's 4 hours.
So.
Also, what game?
Jen, you haven't lived until you accompany us to Vegas.
Well, just no one invites me. Thank you very much.
Just so that you can see the work that my man does at the buffet.
Buffet.
He is doing work.
Well, when I'm not invited, I need you to take
we
videos.
Can't.
Vegas is like in trouble. I keep reading these articles about how much Vegas is going in the tube.
How they're not making any money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are kind of over Vegas right now.
It's also funny because
Canelo will bring it back for a day.
No, but the problem is that you have far too many low-end casinos that are mixed in with the high-end ones that you can't fill the high-end ones
in. People are complaining all about the high-end stuff.
Right. Huh?
They're all complaining about the high-end
right.
stuff.
Right. Yes. So everybody's going to the cheap ones just so they can mm-hmm. be in Vegas, and the high-end stuff is losing money.
They should have left it alone like it was before. It was doing just fine.
With Bally's and...
I don't know. I can't name
Caesar's. Caesar's is cool.
Well, you got great places like the Excalibur.
Dude, I came home. I've never been so sick in my life. And let me tell you, let's not forget it's Twisted Sister, New York, New York.
Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
What's your problem with New York?
New York, New York. The hotel.
The hotel.
What about
Oh, yeah. I've nope.
Yeah.
Never been to Vegas, so.
And all night.
I have
all night. Wait, all night?
Hmm?
You got to hear that damn roller coaster right outside your window.
That's true. Stunned Steve says,
puts you
quote,
to sleep.
I'm not a snacker, says the guy who always eats into the microphone. Dade South. You ate a doggy treat because you wanted a snack.
It was an accident. It looked like a Nutter Butter.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens to a snacker.
Like, oh, like, wait.
That's what happens when you snack.
Let me ask you a question. You never just go through the kitchen and you go, oh, snack. And you just, when's the last time you read directions on Snack Box?
I think I would notice Fido.
A dog on it?
You're not.
It didn't have a dog on it.
A paw?
It had like
a
little.
Paw?
It looked like little Nutter Butters.
Was it in the shape of a bone?
I thought it was the shape of a Nutter Butter. I misconstrued a bone for a Nutter Butter. Sorry. I was wondering why the dogs were following me.
You ate the whole thing?
No. I chewed it. I'm like. This crap isn't sweet.
That's how long did it take you to realize it was a dog treat?
Two
when
chews.
He was almost done.
No, two chews. When I realized something was wrong with it, I looked at the thing and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna be sick."
Did you spit it out or continue eating?
Spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy Sauce 561 on Twitch says, "I'm not gonna lie, I accidentally ate a Ben and Jerry's pup cup for accident."
Yes, I'm telling you.
But you know what? They have
Wait,
more of a design.
You know what's amazing?
There's more design.
Here's what I don't
there.
Get. Why do we need to make the treats look like human food? They don't know the difference.
I don't think people are having this issue of eating their dog treats. This is a you issue and sexy sauce.
You've never.
No.
You wouldn't tell us. There's.
I would tell you.
No, there's certain.
I would tell you.
Listen.
Why wouldn't I tell you?
There's certain things that.
We spent all of Damage and Done reliving my shame.
I mean,
I just can't tell you. I'm in this foxhole with you, dude. I've kept it to people food. That's it. It's not a high bar.
Who would have thought?
We'll take a break. Back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tom and Leroy here with you. 560.
I think the last time we went, $200 on sides.
Hold on, I gotta hit myself.
Would minus
you?
One.
Oh, you hit five. You hit the
560
old,
again. I'm gonna start putting a swear jar in here for that.
Yeah.
FM 104.3 WQAM. I'm just distracted because I'm so excited because of the news that just was announced by the Miami Heat. But first, I want to let you know Adam Sandler is coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th. So if you guys want to win tickets to see him, text the code word for today, which is Sandler to 20357. Text Sandler to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com. The Miami Heat, they have announced that they are going to open up the preseason on October 4th against the Orlando Magic in Puerto Rico.
That's open tonight? They always open up against Orlando,
that's
right?
That's open in preseason.
Oh, preseason.
Night.
But they preseason. Always usually open up the regular season.
I believe we'll find that out tomorrow. I think this Thursday. I think the schedule launches.
Do you care as much when the, like, I don't care.
Oh, I love schedule night. What?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care.
See what the back-to-backs are. See what the homestands are.
Like you won't.
I can't wait.
How you feel about the season is predicated on one basic fundamental of sports.
What's that?
Are they winning? Because if they start losing and they're losing quick, you won't give a damn about the schedule.
You know, maybe. This is just me. You know, we got the, I think, media day a few days before this after a little camp.
When does camp start?
I think media day is the 29th, so camp's the 30th
September?
Of September, and right. I think the word is it's at FAU, but I don't know if that's official yet.
Oh, so that means we only got to go to FAU? We don't have to go all the way to Miami?
No, that's not what that means. We got to go to Miami. I think you get tricked by that every time.
I know.
Unless you want them to, like, you want me to ask if they have like their own media day for us at FAU.
Certainly closer.
Hey, can you open up the door, Jennifer?
Why?
Just please?
I'm scared.
No. But could you open up the door? Just hold it open for a second if you don't mind.
Then?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yep. Hey, Glenn! We want to go to Puerto Rico. The Heat are playing the Magic. I want to have a remote in Puerto Rico, and I want us to hang out with Bad Bunny.
No. It's Bad Bunny.
Let's go have a remote in Puerto Rico. The Heat are playing preseason there.
Tobin, because you're yelling, I'm going to yell too.
Yeah.
No way.
Come on, man.
Wait, he minus got up from one. His desk.
We're on FM now.
We're on FM.
That'd
be much better.
It's awesome that we're on FM, but still no way.
Damn it. I thought that was going to work.
You've been
hey, any reason why he has to, like, doesn't it go like this? Why was he?
You can tell he's not a shouter.
Yeah. So he said I could go.
Really?
I'll send you guys footage.
Damn it.
So,
roving reporter JFig for Heat Media for Heat Puerto Rico game.
We got to go to Vegas. We got to get the whole crew there.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Who?
The people, they don't care. They'll bring us all out there. But we don't even know if we're going.
For Canelo, I don't think we're going.
No.
I don't think we're going.
Sucks.
I don't think we're going. You got bigger. We got bigger fish to fry, like football, dude.
Right.
You know what? We got bigger fish to fry.
You know what I like about? I don't even care if I make $25 bets.
Mm-hmm.
I like going to Vegas and waiting in line and slapping my little paper.
Oh, it's fun.
And getting the tickets.
That's a time right there, dude. That is a time right there.
Let's just go out our own expense. Sorry. Yeah, minus one.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Big word.
It still doesn't be corroborate.
It was
no matter
a tough
how
one.
Much you try to push it.
It's a big word for me.
Well,
dog.
You guys can sit here and lash out at my flubs. Don't act like you guys haven't had the English kick your ass, too.
We not. I didn't, like.
I admitted to it.
But I would say this. If I point out your flaws, we can get by mine. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know about that one. But anyway, the Heat, that's their announcement. Dolphins will be back on the practice field, a full practice tomorrow with Man Campbell. Man Campbell, you think that McDaniel's going to go up to him and ask for uppies? Or do you think he's just going to stare him down?
Wouldn't be something the first practice Mike be on his back riding him like they're going to see a piggyback.
Well, they got new coordinators this year. Maybe they're not all organized yet, the Detroit Lions.
The attitude. The play calling might struggle, but the attitude is, this is perfect. This is, they play football a certain way. And if you want to be successful in this league right now, there's a couple of teams you got to get by that play that way. So when you think of Buffalo plays pretty physical. When you think of the Ravens, very physical. Pittsburgh, very physical. When you look at the other side, when you look at Philadelphia, you look at, you can even go to Detroit. You can go to Minnesota, plays aggressively, physically, defensively. Yeah, so those are teams. I was listening to radio in the car over the weekend.
Okay.
Think about this. Every year, there's six new teams in the playoffs. Who's your new six? It happens. It's a guarantee. We just make
conference?
Assumptions. Well, for the purposes of it, the guy did 3-3.
He did 3-3. So
three, but it could be 4-2. It could be however you know what I mean.
Hold on, let me look. All right. So I gotta pick three teams from
that
each conference.
Are gonna be in and three part right. Three teams that are gonna be out.
All right. Standings from last year, 2024. Playoffs. okay. So we had seven teams. Who's out between the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, the Texans, the Chargers, Steelers, and Broncos?
I'm going to go Broncos, Texans.
Agreed.
You mean the Broncos, the Texans?
You're not a Steelers believer.
And Steelers.
Out.
And that'd be,
And who are you going to go? You're going to go with, so you need to pick a division winner for the South, and you need to pick two wild cards. Or, I mean, you could say, you know, if you have Cincinnati going to the playoffs, you could say they win the North. And then bump the Ravens down to a wild card.
The Ravens are going to win that division easily.
Okay.
It's just that's where they are.
So who's going to win the South? Colts, Jaguars, Titans.
I'm going Titans.
I'm going Titans too. That's a last of first for me.
I'm going Titans.
I'm betting Cam Ward.
And then out west, I'm going to go Denver's out,
not the Chargers?
The Chargers in just because they're going to, like, the style of football they play keeps every game close. They try to be physical up front, run the football, and run a lot of play action. When you play like that, you're always going to be in football games.
Okay.
So I would say they're most likely to return. Denver, I'm not feeling it.
Okay. So who do you think is going to take a you got a wild card? You go Dolphins. Colts won 8 games last year. Dolphins won 8. Cincy won 9. And then you had some real stinkers. Browns, 3 wins. Raiders, 4 wins.
Patriots,
4 wins.
I want to say... Cincinnati.
Wild card?
Yeah, I still think Baltimore's going to win it. You know what? No, I'm not doing it.
You're not picking Joe Burrow?
I'm not.
Pick the Dolphins then. Pick them.
I mean, sure.
Pick them.
All right.
I mean, you don't sound like you really believe it. I don't want to bully you.
You didn't. Why'd you make me pick?
I didn't make you pick. But you pick the Patriots? You think the Patriots are going to go from 4 wins to a playoff game?
No.
Have you ever actually done something that he made you do?
Hold on.
No, I'm just like,
I'm going to send an angry text.
Why? Who are you texting?
Hi, Leroy. It's Bleep from Roofing Team in Davie.
Oh.
We have no-cost roof inspections available.
Yeah.
Okay. I just got my roof done.
Okay. Well, you know, they're just looking for a job. You know, you don't have to get so angry at them all the time.
Random text?
Just in the
area? First of all, you ain't in the area.
Okay, but just, you know, you don't have to bother, you know, just he's just doing his gig, you know?
He ain't doing this gig.
I think he's doing his gig.
No.
You know, you don't have to be so hard on these customer service people all the time.
I'm not hard on customer service people. I'm hard on people that randomly call
you basically make them question their decisions in life.
They should.
Mm-hmm.
They should. I didn't ask you to call
when
me.
When
here's the kicker. When I need somebody or I need customer service,
yeah.
I can't get it. Now you want to volunteer customer service?
No, it's hard times though right now. It's not their fault. They're not making those decisions.
You work for whatever company, it's your fault.
How's that pool going for you?
Looks like Froggy's house.
Oof.
Is it green already?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Not yet, but it's getting there. I wouldn't get in it.
Why not?
So you're not picking the Dolphins to make the playoffs?
I would say my last two picks would be between the Dolphins and the Patriots.
Interesting. So you think a wild card team's coming from this division?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Which team?
Do you even listen to me? You're a jackass. Like...
What?
Dude, you laugh because you know.
No, if you just had to, but if you had to pick.
You just asked me.
No, if you just had to pick.
If I had to pick.
Theoretically.
Here's what I would say.
And Glenn, why are you getting in your steps?
If I had to pick, I would pick the Dolphins because I'm closer to it.
And Glenn.
Puerto Rico.
Maybe on the next lap, reconsider Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Send us to see Bad Bunny and the Miami Heat. Just think it over your next lap.
I don't even know what to say. I'm coming back.
Oh, no. Is he getting Lupe to say no?
Yeah, right. She ain't coming back.
Lupe won't tell us no.
She's not going to go to camera.
No, you just got to... Lupe, you just got to say we're sending you guys to Puerto Rico.
We won't see you. What am I supposed to say?
We're going to Puerto... Yeah.
We're sending you guys to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Ah, Lupe's lying again.
No.
No, it's already on video, so that means I'm going.
Wow. I'm amazed she kept that dome behind the wall.
Leroy.
I'm just saying.
For sass.
Come on.
Man. All right, well, I guess we're going
to. If I didn't say that, you'd say, what's wrong with Leroy? He's sick. Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. No win situation. I got to make jokey jokes because if I didn't, you guys think something's wrong with me.
I don't have time to get your NFC teams because we got to wait till tomorrow.
All right. That's fine.
So you think it over.
I'm not going
to
think.
But I need you to give me a definitive answer on the AFC.
I told you. I have more faith in the Dolphins. I think Mike McDaniel is going to play a more physical style of football. I
hope so.
I like some of the running that they did. Is look, as a running back, don't try to determine where a running back runs. Let him use his vision. Let him run with the football.
Schmeathan says Len dressed like Adam Sandler's less successful brother.
They have the same closet, I will say.
They do. Hey, dude is kicking.
Len is humble.
Dude is kicking Dude is kicking that flannel on the regular.
Oh, man. That's our show for today, everybody.
Why are you giving me the look?
No. But nothing, dude.
No, she's giving me the look.
We're not up to anything.
You are up to something. Okay, Jennifer. Go.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. Or a newer model.
Yeah.
But there's more miles on the odometer.
Everybody.
That's why it's Tay-Tay's version, dude. Can anybody corroborate this? Corroborate. Today, Juneteenth, indoors is a man, that kicked my ass.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.